Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy, the Washington correspondent of the Baltimore Sun. John, we're getting a little pressure from, I suppose, not from an unexpected direction or source, Andy Harris, the Republican that represents the Eastern Shore, but he's asking for some things that people in the state are interested in having, and that's a closer look at what happened with the health exchange.
Right. Look, there's a lot that we don't know, but what we do know is that Andy Harris, the only Republican in the state's delegation, requested that the Inspector General of the Federal Health Department look into what is happening with Maryland's exchange and how the money, the federal money, was spent and the contracting that went on. And what we also know is that Harris says he received a word back from the Office of Inspector General that they are going to look into it. Now, the scope of it, exactly what the Inspector General is going to do, is not totally clear. Again, that's sort of the nature of these things. But, you know, politically, Democrats, of course, will point out that Congressman Harris is a conservative Republican who has largely opposed and ardently opposed the Affordable Care Act under which these exchanges were set up. In fact, he ran for office the first time critical of the Affordable Care Act. So it's not a surprise that he is out there talking about this. But even though his background shows that he's opposed the health care law, doesn't mean that the OIG isn't going to take a serious look at this. It's just not clear exactly what's going to come of this.
Do we think that the OIG was contemplating this anyway? I mean, you wonder why a Republican would be able to get a Democratic administration to step into this.
The question is how much any one member of Congress requesting this influences the decision of the OIG, and I just don't know the answer to that. And the OIG, of course, doesn't talk. They don't talk about these things. They're like any other investigative agency. But, again, we know that Harris made a request, and we know the OIG responded. Whether the OIG was planning to look into Maryland and other states, we don't know.
Well, it's something that the people of the state, I think, want to know. I mean, there are still people out there that can't sign up, and many would argue that the General Assembly's been a bit dilatory about this. But
right.
I mean, people really do want to know, and he's helping to make that happen.
Right. All of this has to be viewed, of course, in the context of the gubernatorial election. What I think is interesting is that despite all the criticism that is coming to some of Lieutenant Governor Brown's from some of his rivals, this doesn't appear to be an issue that is really influencing the race. The Sun had a poll out, I think, last month showing that, you know, more than 60% said it wouldn't influence whether or not they vote for Lieutenant Governor Brown. And in a state like Maryland that is so overwhelmingly supportive of the health care law, I think it's hard for people to separate criticism of the law and criticism of its implementation. And it's interesting because you see both Lieutenant Governor Brown and Governor O'Malley's administration starting to talk more about sort of the debate down here in Washington, where Republicans like Andy Harris have been opposed to this. They've voted against it, voted to repeal it dozens of times. And so you really see the Democrats moving to that argument. It's a little bit of a different argument.
Well, we'll see what happens, John. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.